I was good, bro. I was just checking in with you.
What's good, bro? Checking in another week. What's good, y'all?
What's good, bro? What's going on, man?
Shit, I can't call it, bro. How you feeling?
Man, I'm chilling. I'm chilling. Today's been a real chill day. It's been a productive weekend, so I'm cooling, happy to do this, happy to get back to it. What about you, man? What you been up to this weekend? It's a
It's a Sunday. Weekend was chill, relaxing. Was able to catch up on some things, able to take some time to myself and actually, like, you know, just pace myself through the weekend. So I that was some appreciated time, I can't lie. Like, I ain't had too much going on, and that was appreciated.
But yeah, man, we said we was gonna do this quick check-in. So what we did, y'all, was Pat gave me 2 albums to listen to. I gave him 2 albums to listen to. Cannot guarantee you we're gonna get through all 4 albums. However, we are gonna talk about some of this new music from it's kind of spread out, but let's the last, you know, couple of months, last 2-3 months, I think so. But you was mentioning the other day just how music been pretty solid this year in general to you. But yeah, just
I say actually I've been feeling that way since the project, to be honest. Like, I think that dropped like December.
Yeah, it was early December.
So top of the year, really, like end of the last year, top of the year, you know, that you're right on that cusp where, like, awards, she's still going to be in contention for awards for this year. So,
yeah,
you know, she kicked it off. Like I say, SZA was like the first solid project where it's like, I'm going to revisit this a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. Like this is one of those where it's like, every time I go into this album, I might find a different gem. There might be a different piece of this album that I enjoy. It may be, oh, when she did this run right here, and that might just stick out to me that day, you know, because it was just a beautiful piece of music to where it was like, yo, this is great. Like, I, not even, even if you don't like her, you just like the evolvement of SZA. Like, if you were aware of her during the CTRL and you're able to see her kind of grow into like this different form of a butterfly, it's just been a great like journey to see. And then like to hear the music growth is like, oh shit, she's actually confident now. Like, she was confident before, but like, she's actually confident now. She has the backing. So with that, bro, and then we begin other projects like, just standout projects to me. Like, Rory's project was a very good standout project to me.
It was.
Maida's project, which was one of the projects that we actually viewed for this week. So, shit, we're bringing that up. Let's jump right into that, Brody.
Yeah. So, funny enough, I only had one Maida song in my library. But I knew the name. It was... I think it was a single. Maybe it ended up on one of her projects, but it was Teen Scene with Buddy. Yeah, I think I got that on another like playlist of mine. But I've heard her name before too, so I felt like I was somewhat familiar, or I may have heard her more and just didn't add it to my library. But this particular project, yeah, she spazzed. I mean, you know me, bro. I'm real big on like, does the album sound cohesive? Like, do I feel like I'm listening to a body of work? And that's what I got. I really, pure R&B feels. I think I really appreciated that. And obviously, I don't know if I would call it modern R&B, but it's not. I don't know how to describe it because I don't want to get into like stereotypical, because R&B has always been very broad in terms of how it can sound, but it has this newer, like, to me, this newer kind of feel of R&B, kind of what we hear with Giveon, like Lucky Day a lot. I feel like that's the space.
Is that just in production or?
Solely in production that I'm speaking to right now. I'm speaking to right now. And even as a vocalist, like, I guess I never really paid that much attention, but she's an extremely solid vocalist. I'll bring that back. I don't know if I would consider her. Because when I think of vocalists, I think I think of like singers or people who I feel like vocally stand out. But she sounds good. She sounds good. That's all I'm trying to say. But yeah, bro, I liked it. 40 minute project, really good pocket time wise. So it definitely had my attention the entire time. Is that why that was one of the albums you suggested?
Bro, when I heard this album, I was like, wow. Like, because like I said, I guess if SZA is the top of the tier right now, you get what I'm saying? If she's the start of like how albums are supposed to go this year, Mayda was a great R&B project to be in that same realm. Like, maybe not at the same level, you know what I'm saying? But for a younger artist to go and do that, after SZA just did what she did, and SZA took a 5-year break in order to do what she did, and Mayda comes here and does this and has James finally grow on the front on the first song, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, okay, you here. this was her, I'm here.
Like, honestly,
if didn't nobody else know her beforehand, this was her, I'm here. Like, oh, this is me.
Yeah, bro. She stepped out. She definitely stepped out. Cause it's, bro, it's like technically there's not really a miss. Like, you can be picky if you want to be,
bro.
There's not a miss.
But I think the only song I might like, well, of course, like there's not a miss for sure. But Cool Cat is kind of just like one of those like catchy songs.
Why is the second track always like that? I swear, second track.
I don't know. Like that, I don't know, bro. It's always that catchy song, and it'd be like, oh, they just tried to get this out the way early. like they tried to get this out the way. So yeah. We gonna get to the meat and potatoes around like 5. You know, once track 5 hit, straight heat.
Oh, for real? No, literally. That's a pocket.
And honestly, bro, I have from 4 on up. Like 4, when she started with Control Freak, when that with Ombre, from that on out, we good.
Honestly, truly. I mean, it's true R&B content. And I'm not saying that is, I don't think that's lacking per se, but I just think that there's a
no, pocket. It is, bro. You wouldn't even be wrong with saying it is.
Yeah, like I think because it's this, I think there's more of a balance, or we hear more of the melodic rap that gets bunched into it. I think
in the toxic R&B.
Yeah, I think we missed that true R&B content where it's like there's heartbreak in here. There's some toxic shit in here. You know, it's a lot of sex. And it's like, well, I mean, if that's what's going on, that's where you at in life. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. Well, did you maybe you want me to go with my like.
Your standouts. Give me your standouts.
Standouts? I can do standouts. Sexual Love is definitely a standout.
Yeah.
Troll Freak is a standout.
Yeah.
ASMR was a standout to me.
No, I fuck with that.
Yeah. Sex was a standout.
I like that. And it's crazy that I like that. Because it's one of those. This is one of those, like, it's a single.
It's a single, for sure.
It was made to be a single. This is a single. It fits within the flow of the album, but this is the single. Like, as soon as you hear it, you know it's the single.
Yeah.
And I don't usually tend to like the single, for real.
It's fair. That's very valid. For it to be so late in the album, I think that, because I saw it was the single, but I hadn't heard it. But for it to be so late in the album, but still fit, was also very interesting, but that stood out. Through the night, trying to figure out why it stood out. Like, I feel I always have high expectations for like the final track on any album, for real. But I don't know. I felt like this one, maybe because I felt like she really took her time with this track. Like, a lot of the songs aren't super, super long, and that's cool because like their timing is fine. But I think actually hearing her like over 4 minutes and like getting. She's performing on Through the Night. She's performing. So I think that's why it stood out to me. Would it be in the final song too? But yeah, I think those are.
I like the musicality, and the instrumentation on that track. Just because it's like we got the Free Nationals on there. You know, it's a live band, so live instrumentation on the track. I appreciate that because I feel like You know, not too many R&B artists are doing that, especially with the flow of the way the album that she was talking about all these different subjects, mainly, you know, sex was a strong part of the album.
Yeah.
And then to do a song like that is the last song. It was like, oh, you made all of this shit come together for me for real. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, that's a, it made me feel like, okay, where are the albums like this in the R&B world from the R&B?
Yeah.
I mean, where are the albums like this? Cause I feel like most of the R&B women that we would mention are capable, extremely capable, but yeah, no, I just don't know if I've seen too many, especially with that timeline that you mentioned, that SZA timeline,
mm-hmm.
or starting from SZA, that timeline, I don't know. I feel like we can get more of this. That's how I'll say it. I'll leave it at that. But
definitely more baby making music. I mean, but shit, I ain't gonna lie. Some of these rap niggas is trying to make baby making music. You know, they going so far into as to making whole albums after they make the baby, which is what led me to the album that you sent me, bro.
Yeah,
you know, Beyonce Hitchcock, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the name of the album is Once Upon a Time.
Yeah, so you were saying you didn't listen to Deontay much, like, you know, on his own. You just listened to whatever was in the playlist, you said.
Bro, so, like, you know how he was first introduced to, like, the world? Like, just you would see, like, his name on, like, I think he's from Atlanta. So you would see, like, I'd be listening to region playlists on Apple Music. So my ass would go through the Southern region or the Atlanta region or like Chicago, whatever the fuck the case is, you know, whatever they have out there. I'm sorry for cussing so much. That was a lot. That was extreme. But so I go through those and I seen his name pop up a few times on there. And I heard those like little singles type shit. Couldn't tell you the name of them. But they was like, oh, he can rap type shit. Like I respected the fact that he can rap. But on a lot of those playlists, you hear a lot of niggas that can rap and that be it. Like they can rap. I don't know what song they're gonna drop, but they can rap for sure. Like,
right.
So I never took the time out to like actually pay attention to him. So, but I knew like his popularity was growing. I knew like his status was growing. So I knew eventually his music would probably come across my laptop type shit one day.
Yeah. Yeah. When did I first hear? I think 2019 was the first time I heard him. And I liked him enough to kind of, you know, check out more of his music then. Then I think I'm pretty sure he released the album during like COVID, like quarantine. That was pretty decent as well. But yeah, I've kind of been a fan since. But yeah, remember when we were originally trying to record this, I hadn't even like heard it yet because I just like was so behind from on music and everything. But I don't know, bro. What was your thoughts as a newcomer to him as an album experience?
So like I really took my time with this album. Like out of the two albums that I had, bro, this was the first album that I had listened to. And I started listening at like the beginning of my day type shit. So I was able to actually like really take the time to digest it. Like, oh, okay. Like I'm gonna live with this album for the day. You get what I'm saying? So speaking. And I took the time out to like take notes with the shit. So it was like, bro, I'm really, you know me, I'm usually, when I listen to music, bro, 10 to 15 seconds. 10 to 15 seconds, I know whether I like it or not. I'm like, you know, I'm not really one of those, it may grow on me, you know, like, oh, I might end up liking that song. Oh, you know, hear it three more times and I'm going to be dancing to it. I'm not one of those. If I don't like that shit, I don't like that shit. Like, that shit cooked dead over with. Hang it up. Like,
right.
Like, it's a rap. But no, like, initially, bro, I came in, I was like, he can rap. Like, I was like, he can rap. I was like, for that second song, I was like, the tone ain't really it for me. Because tones really be a big thing. So, like, certain tones he do, I fuck with it. Other right. tones he do, it's too. You know, like, that irritation. Yeah. Like, oh, you sound like
annoying.
I know you can rap, but you're annoying. Like, I don't want to hear that tone. So it'd be like, okay, so the second song wasn't it for me. You know what I'm saying? The first song was it. It was like a nice introduction. you know, time of my life, story of my life, every time, like, that was a good vibe, you know? It's a nice, smooth introduction. But no, bro, like, throughout this shit, I was like, oh, he give K-Camp vibes, like, he give, like, oh, this nigga can actually rap, he be giving Kendrick a little bit, I'm like, oh, he getting this little bag type shit, like, young Kendrick, that is, not, like, you know, mature, you know, philosophical, like, not that Kendrick. We talk about young Kendrick. We talk about Rick and Mortis or some shit. Like, nah, he just gave, it just felt good, bro. Honestly, like, it just felt good. Like, listen to the album, it felt good. Like, and I don't like positive music, you know, like, I'm not really a big positive music type of person. But like, so like, some of the songs was like, oh, this is a little too happy for me, but like, it's cool though. Like, overall as a project, bro, honestly, this is like a solid 7.5, solid 7 out of 10. If I was to go out of 5, I would say like a 2.5 out of 5, bro, for real. Like, solid ass project. I was able to get what I needed from it. I think I downloaded like a few songs from it. I would say the standouts for me would be like Late Night, Calling with Crit and Westside, May 26th with Samant.
Yeah, the features are pretty solid.
Yeah, I like that Royal song with Drum. I just don't think his verse was needed.
Drum?
No, Deontay's.
Oh.
Royal is a, like, the advancement of the song throughout the course of the song.
Yeah.
Like, how it starts with Drum, you know, coming in and shit like that. Then we get these two singers singing, and then we get Deontay verse. Deontay verse is great. I'm not mad at his verse. It's just, damn, we get all this music, choir type vibe, and we, your verse too. Like, it just was like overwhelming. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, damn, this a whole lot to digest. Like, amazing concept type shit. Cause
yeah,
I think it just sounds better not in the flow of the album, maybe. Mm. Like that might have been one of the ones that was like, oh, this could have been on the next project, bro. Like, just within, when I was listening to the Florida album, I'm like, okay, love song here, party song here, they fucking, okay, now, all right, we get, like, I'm following the story, because he told a story too within the shit, so I'm like, all right, I'm following the story. When we get to that song, I'm like, I get the concept of the song. Don't right. Get me wrong, I like the song. I was like, I just don't know if it blends the verse and the singers.
Got you. Yeah, he does that though. He's kind of known for doing that. He did that on his last album. So, but he, like you said, he teeters that line. So he has the ability to do a song like that where it's extremely musical, and he can come in with a verse that can overwhelm you, or that you don't necessarily expect to kind of fit, but he still makes it sound like a good final product. And then, yeah, he can give you the turn stuff.
Yeah, because, like, with somebody, like, musicality was, and that was the thing too, like, I wasn't expecting it,
because
who is this nigga, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, who is this nigga? And then hearing some of the music, it's like, yo, who is this nigga? Like,
yeah,
yeah, like, ain't nobody else listening to this nigga? Like, am I the only one that's aware of this shit? Like,
you'll be asleep, bro.
Nah, for real.
But yeah. Yeah, well, okay. That was Deontay Hitchcock. So are you a fan now?
I don't know if I'll call myself a fan. Am I looking for the next project? Yeah. Now, after the next project, if you get me again, then you got a fan. You know what I mean? Like, I can't even hate. I can't be mad at it. It's like, all right, two solid albums, nigga. I can't deny, nigga. I'm fucking with you. You know what I mean? Like, I might go to a concert and shit, type shit. Like, two, like, I can, as long as I can sing along to like 6 songs, you feel me?
That's fair.
If it's gonna be an hour long concert, hour and a half, I gotta be able to sing along to at least 6 of them bitches, you know what I'm saying? Because it might be some breaks in between. He might play the beginning of a different song, I might hear a feature, he might take a freestyle and do that. That's cool, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be an experience. But like, nigga, if I can't go there and sing 3 of them motherfuckers? Now, I know. I just changed it from 6 to 3. But I'm saying, if I can't go there and sing at least 3 of them bitches, it's a wrap. Now, if I can get 6, it's an amazing experience.
I don't know if the math will math for everybody, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, but into the I guess into the second album that you sent me or that you had me listen to, Fabo. I was so excited. I didn't know Fabo dropped a new project. Fabo's fire, first and foremost. I don't know if y'all listen to Fabo, like the listeners, but tap in if you don't.
And by the way, that's Fabo, Phabo, not Fabo from Atlanta.
Correct. But yeah, nah, bro. Once again, fire project. I mean, the project from 2018 was fire enough. So Aquarius, that shit was some heat. So I had high expectations for this. I'm not gonna lie. And they were met. they were absolutely. Yeah. I think there's definitely some misses, but I don't think that there's any bad music or bad songs necessarily. It's not even so much that it's long. I guess it just, if I was gonna be critical, it could have been shorter, you know.
18 songs, 49 minutes. You saying it could have been shorter, bro?
Yeah, but maybe it's the songs. Maybe I'm thinking of the song. That's why I said it's not long. You know what I'm saying? But I guess
you just need to cut down the size, man. You know, focus on that main course. I feel you.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. But even at the end of the day, though, I guess when you that's like that aesthetic of R&B, even that kind of tracks though, and I think especially because he's. I don't know what you call like those R&B artists who aren't mainstream, like maybe they're underground R&B. I don't even know if Fabo would be considered more like contemporary or not.
I don't know what the fuck Fabo would be considered, because honestly, before So Aquarius, I wouldn't have categorized him as R&B.
That's valid.
Because he kind of teetered that line, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like it was kind of like he's in the vibe of SmiNo.
Can be.
So it's like, I don't know what to call it. You get what I'm saying? Like, you in the vibe of SmiNo, but it's not SmiNo type shit.
Would you say it's accurate to say that he's a mix between SmiNo and Bryson? Is that the mix that he is? But when I say Bryson,
I get what you're saying, but that is very interesting to think of it like that. Like, I'm not even mad at it. I rock with it. Like, I'm not mad at it. It's a nice blend of like a smooth Southern cat and a lovey-dovey smooth singer type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, but not on some like, I'm about to do crazy runs and shit like that. It is more on some Bryson shit. Like, this just sound good.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm about to just smooth player Southern shit, and then this sound good.
No, literally.
Yeah.
It's that vibe. But that's a pocket. If that works for you, then that can work for you. What's the standout? The intro, I won't consider it a standout, but I liked it. I just feel like it was a good, it set the tone of the album. I like Swing My Way. Ecstasy for sure.
Swing My Way was one of mine.
Ecstasy.
I don't remember that one.
I think Scorpio Moon and Before I Let Her Go were both singles, but I like both of them. I think I like Before I Let Her Go more. That would be more of a standout for me. Ombre was on both the albums that I listened to, and I've already becoming more of a fan of Ombre, so that was fire. Yeah, man, it's always weird ranking projects like this or like trying to give them some type of a rating, because I love that projects like this, or at least in this like sound realm, usually are already cohesive because the production is pretty consistent, and it's really hard to go out of that pocket. But it's also hard for me to rank it super high, because I'm like, I feel like I got a lot of the same songs. Not bad music, not necessarily an issue, but I just got a lot of the same, so I can't say it would be you know, like perfect or necessarily top tier, but I feel like it probably fall in that. It probably fall in like that seven for me. I saved 3/4 of the album.
That's respectable though. I feel like if we put an album at a 7 in 2013, that is crazy. In 2023, if we put an album at 7, bro, it's solid.
Yeah.
Like, because we don't get that much good music. So the good music that we do get, it's like, where's the tier? Where's the top of the tier? You know what I'm saying? This ain't ass. So you automatically, if it ain't ass, you automatically at a 5. You know what I'm saying? So how far am I gonna move you up from this 5? And it's like, okay, you're not right above ass. You like decent. So we 7. You know what I'm saying? Like you right there. And then it's like, all right, shit, okay. I ain't gotta move you no higher than that. We good.
I think a lot of people will look at that scale like that's crazy, but it makes perfect sense to me. Makes perfect sense. If you're not ass, you definitely at a 5 automatically.
Automatically 5.
Like if it's music that is not annoying or not like, you know, some shit I gotta turn off, you're automatically a 5. That's 50%. I gotta give you that. You pass half the
every Drake album is automatically at a 5.
Valid. How many artists, no matter what they drop, are automatically gonna be at a 5?
Drake, Beyonce, Jay-Z, Kanye. Am I missing anybody? Kendrick Cole.
I was gonna say, I know how motherfuckers begin about Cole, but I just feel like he at least had a 5.
Yeah, no, he had a 5. He had a 5 for sure. Because I'm a listen to Cole, you feel me? And I don't even, you know.
Yeah, I mean
that might be it.
Like that's guaranteed?
That's guaranteed. That's guaranteed tough. automatic 5.
Travis?
I don't know. I don't know if we Tyler's in there yet. At this point.
Yeah, at this point. You don't know about Travis?
Because I don't know what the fuck Utopia is.
Nobody does, bro. Nobody knows. Nobody has a clue.
Like, bro, I have no idea what Utopia is. So it's like, but if he, I don't know. Like, that's, I don't know, bro, because I don't know what to expect. I'm like, this shit could go whole left. And I'm like, if he go whole left and it don't work, that album ain't gonna work.
You're not wrong. Oh, speaking of albums, actually, glad you mentioned that. Are you excited for this new Drake album, whatever it is and whenever it's coming?
You know, it's crazy. Bro just asked me this shit earlier. You know, bro, I'm talking about the light skin, bro.
Of course.
You know, this nigga told me he was gonna buy this book. He's like, hey, bro, I looked up the book. He's like, I'm going to sound like a fanboy. But anytime you say you sound like a fanboy, you're admitting the fact that you are a fanboy. And, you know, no disrespect to any of the fanboys. Why the fuck is you a fanboy? That's a grown ass man. Get off that nigga nuts.
This got to
stop. But it has to. Like, the dick riding is crazy. Like, y'all niggas don't get splintered for riding all that wood. That's crazy. Like, damn. But not too much on bro. But outside of that shit, it was just like, I was talking to him. I'm like, this is for the dogs. So I'm like, he was like, yeah, bro, what you think on? And I'm like, I'm not anticipating it, bro. It's for the dogs. Yeah, no, I don't really know what to think. I think it's going to be old music. That's why I brought up that thug shit. I was like, I think it's going to be old music. Because I was like, it's for the dogs. And he said, like, that's the theme of this. Like, it's for the dogs. You know, the dogs is the niggas that was down with you back in the day. Yeah. So it's either going to be old music that never came out. I was like, or it's going to sound old. Yeah. Like, it might be shit that's either recorded from back then, or it's going to just be some older shit that wasn't recorded this year. I was like, or he just might go into that same bag, like comeback season bag, and get back on his rapidy rap shit.
Hmm. So is it gonna be a throwaway? Do you think it's a throwaway project?
I told bro, I think it's a timestamp. I was like, I don't even think it's a throwaway. I think it's a timestamp. It's like, okay, when I drop my book, I drop this album with the book. This is for the dogs. And like, It'll probably be critically acclaimed and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, this would be one of those. Like, this ain't for the awards. This ain't really for... This is... If you fuck with me, you fuck with me.
I don't think I'm mad at that Drake. Out of all the different Drakes that we get, I don't think I'm mad at that Drake, to be honest.
Yeah, no, like that. But that's why I said, like, it's not one of those I'm anticipating. It's more so like, niggas give it to us. Niggas gonna eat it. Pause. That's crazy. No, hey.
I was literally like, bro, a pause is coming. I know it's coming because that shit was wild.
That's crazy.
That's crazy talk, bro. Hey. Wait. All right. How do you feel about this? I don't know if this, I don't think it's a trend. It just feels like this wave. I feel like it's been mashups. Like, DJ's been putting mashups out. Like,
oh, I've like, been loving. Right? I've been loving it, bro.
Loving love. It, bro. I'm a fan. Keep them coming. Keep being creative, hey, bro.
I don't know if you be on TikTok, but that black girl that be in the mirror, and she be like, she got like the bang,
bro. Hey.
Every time I see her, I'm like, hold on, turn the volume up. Let me see what this is,
bro. Every time she be coming with the. Taking it off, getting busy. I'm like, hey, yeah, y'all just be finding DJs that be, or they be having like, I'm watching TikTok.
There's a Chicago DJ. There's a Chicago DJ. I believe her name is DJ Semi. She hard. Like, she be doing some
maybe like, from her.
Yeah, like she be doing some. Anytime I see videos in the boiler room or like that look like they in the boiler room, you know, the boiler room is like. The DJ be in the middle, but everybody surrounding the DJ and shit like that.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like that grunge feel type shit.
Yeah.
Like London-esque type shit. Anytime I see those are usually fire. Like, whatever song they put on is usually fire. I heard fucking Juvenile. I Like It Like That. And Kirk Franklin mixed together at a party. That video was crazy.
They be going fed, bro. They be going fed, bro.
That video is crazy. I was like, oh, no. If a DJ did this in a party, bro, I'm throat the rest of the night.
Like, I love when I'm in parties and, like, somebody play a song that not everybody know, but I know, and I'm like, the fact that you know this song and that's what you transition into or out of type shit, fire.
But, you know, I'm niche, though.
Yeah.
If you going to play a whole bunch of shit, play some shit that's niche. We at a lounge or some shit like that. I shouldn't be hearing the same shit I'm gonna hear at a bar.
Yeah.
Like, facts. If I'm at a nightclub, different hours, I should be hearing different shit.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be hearing Pooh Shiesty at 1:30 in the morning in the club about to close. Nigga, you trying to have a shootout before this bitch in?
I think, hey, the problem, hey.
Like, I'm just saying there has to be a slow decrease in like, all right, we're going to start off high. Then we're going to slow it down. And by the end of the night, we're going to be on, I don't see nothing wrong. You feel me? I'm trying to get some pussy when I get home. Like, the fuck? I'm not trying to die.
Hey, listen. Pooh Shiesty should not be the song leading into the let out, bro. It's supposed to be all R&B vibes leading into the let out. All R&B vibes.
This the last song. Shout out to Pop Smoke. What are we doing?
Why are we playing Dior right now? But that's what this be doing,
bro. It be killing me. Like, you want to play Future? It's your last song. All right.
You had to get it off, bro. They got to get it off for the dogs. For the dogs. Anyway, we both a fan of the mashup wave. I'm pretty sure everybody is kind of hard not to be. These joints is just fire. But yeah, bro, that was a nice little quick check-in for music that's been coming out recently. But I don't know where these gonna fall in the midst of everything, but the episode lineup is fire. So if y'all not tapping in, definitely be tapping in because we got heat coming.
Dog, keep fucking listening, man. I mean, shit, at the end of the day, I'm gonna keep saying crazy shit. And then you're gonna be like, duh, did he really just say that shit? And then as you keep listening, you're going to fuck with me more. And then you're going to fuck with me more. And then you're going to fuck with me more. And then at some point, you'll be like, damn, I fuck with this nigga. And that's it.
And we'll catch y'all next time.